Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's T Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's T Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-T today or visit mensteclinic.com. That's mensteclinic.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Okay, welcome in. It's hour four of the GBAC Nation. We are live at Southern Leisure Spas and Patio. I have a pretty good George Pickens contract take coming up here for you in a few minutes, but I want to talk about Dallas Stars and the historic night we were treated to last night with Mikko Rantanen continuing to carve his name in the Dallas sports history books and making a legend of himself already. It was quite a scene. Okay, so let's talk about this live from Southern Leisure Spas and Patio here in Flower Mound. G-Bag Nation on the fan. Woolchuck is out, our reigning G-Bag of the Day champion. No doubt, Bully Melrose strutting through the Cruise Line halls last night. Probably, you know, living his best life. So salute to Woolchuck. Send him some love on social media. Let him know that he is, in fact, missed. But, yeah, up here at Southern Leisure Spa and Patio, it's basically your best chance of the year to get a smoking deal on a hot tub for the backyard. Now through the 26th, Spa Wars Hot Tub and Swim Spa Blowout. Factory rebates, 0% APR financing with no money down. Quick delivery. Put a hot tub in your backyard this weekend. Five major manufacturers, factory-trained technicians. They got it all here at Southern Leisure, and they do have three locations across DFW. Okay, I mean, what do you guys think? This absolutely has the makings of a special run, I think.
Yes.
Once you get a guy like this, these are the dudes that win championships. Players that rise to the biggest occasions. And when you're maybe flat and you're not going to score any game goals and you're going to get beat 2-0, he's like, well, I'll just win 3-2 for us, guys.
Sure.
You know, and those are the kids that play up and play for free and get scholarships and and he's a special guy. I loved his reactions to the goals, you know, like he's just the ultimate teammate, and the way that he has, I believe, elevated the Stars organization. Brian, I know, you know, I got in trouble with Stars fans around Radio Row. Woolchuck ripped me. It was an epic rant.
Sure.
But I still kind of believe that I would feel a lot better about these teams' chances if they had, you know, as Bucci was calling them last night, a horse. You know, and that's what this dude is.
Well, he's a moose, but he's a horse.
And a horse, yeah.
He's a moose horse. It's the first of its kind.
Yeah, I think to me there was, and Dawson, I think you hit the nail on the head. When things don't go well, it's not always like he's the star. It's clearly he's the best player on the ice. He really, really is. But the fact that they had so many other players, the fact that Pete DeBoer and the coaching staff were double shifting him just to try and putting him on the fourth line and maybe short shifting his other responsibilities, but getting him onto that fourth line just to find any, and listen, whether it's against fourth line, first line, it doesn't matter. That guy is a hell of a hockey player, and you could just tell his determination in the way that for such a big man, the stick handling, the passing, the vision of the ice, his ability to play with speed, and you know, down there, you know, near the blue paint, I mean, he's down there not being denied. You know, he plays really well behind the goal. There's so
that
many.
That first one where he reaches through and
it's
pokes
just, yeah,
it.
It's just
like, how do you have that level of coordination?
Your ability to have somebody in your lap and going back and then still having the presence of mind to poke at the puck and still have vision and to try and get work your stick When Hellebuck is on one side, he doesn't even know where the puck is.
Yeah.
And he's on one side of the cage, and now you got a guy that's just overpowering at the top of the crease, and he's just, you know, it's just amazing that you usually think star players don't want to play that, and I'm going to use a word, the muck it up kind of game where you have to be gritty, you have to be tough, you're going to get hit. Nobody wants to take cross checks in the back or have the goalie hitch in the back of the legs with their stick while you're standing, you know, trying to block and, you know, vision stuff. That's for other guys. That's not for superstars. This guy's different that way. He's willing to play down there at the top of the crease and make things happen.
He's definitely making it obvious or known that I don't need McKinnon to go to this level.
Yeah.
He is now third in points among all players over the past five postseasons, behind only Connor McDavid and Leon Draisaitl.
Yeah.
Who you might get.
We've seen them both. Yeah. We've seen them both.
Yeah. But McKinnon, now we have our own star. You know, yeah, it's like I was watching Winnipeg last night with their best players. Yeah. And I'm like, man, that's what the stars were, you know? Pretty dang good players with a great goalie, you know? And then they were like, hey, let's put in one of the best, I don't know, three or five players that you can possibly acquire right here. Might be one of the greatest trade deadline acquisitions in sports history.
Sure.
You know, how much does it counter the Luka impact? I think that is going to resonate for many years to come, as I think this is going to become much more of a stars town. I don't think you would, maybe you would make the case, is Rantanen on the level of a Luka? I don't think he's quite at that level. I think Luka's like the McKinnon type.
Yeah. But I mean, but this dude he's putting himself, I mean, right now he's putting himself on the map to as a historical legend.
Well, with what you're talking about, Dawson is absolutely right with what the stars are doing. Very, very young team with the exception of a couple of veteran guys. I mean, I didn't think it was a particularly great game for Jamie Benn last night.
No, not at all.
You know, I mean, he takes the penalty.
That penalty was weird. I think dude was holding his stick.
Well,
I don't think he was trying to.
Yeah,
he was playing rough.
Yeah, we saw it, though. He basically carried the jet, the length of the ice. And so then all of a sudden when the puck gets near, that's a pretty easy call there when you get all tied up. But then, you know, he had the giveaway behind the goal that, you know, it just didn't seem like a Jamie Benn type of a game where, you know, you usually see him, you know, he's on his toes, but he was, you know, but, you know, Esa Lindell, I mean, they've had these guys that have played, these role players that have played really, really well for him. I mean, you know, with they're having to deal with Miro being out, you know, everybody's stepping up, playing a different role. Each night there's a different guy that's kind of taking the mantle of, okay, hey, listen, I got your back tonight.
Yeah, Lindell was a beast last
night. Yeah, he was really, really good. His ability to, you know, to be, you talk about awareness. I mean, things are going crazy the last 3 minutes. You know, they're sweeping the puck out of there. There's, you know, they're losing sight of where it is. It's just crazy. But then you got to, you know, just getting it out with your hand, doing anything you have to do in order to, like, not allow Winnipeg to score a goal there. I mean, it was
– shot-blocking machine, that guy.
It was crazy how that – but you have one of the – you know, you have – they might have what they think is the best goalie in the world. Your guy, he really does feed off that type of –
yeah,
energy from a crowd.
Was the crowd trolling him?
Oh yeah,
for not being the starter.
Hellebuck's backup. Yeah, they were.
Oh,
they
backup.
Were,
is that what that was?
Backup. Yeah, backup talk there. Yeah.
Well, if you like grilling, if you are a pellet griller, if you are a Meat Church griller, they got buy one get one free Meat Church seasonings, and they're doing these pellets for $12 for a 28-pound bag, Brian.
I'll tell you what though, Dawson, and they got those smoke tubes here too.
Yeah, like so those
if smoke
you, tubes.
Yeah, if you're
50% off.
Yeah, if you're using your pellet, you want to get a little extra smoke. You can't get that smoke sometimes on your pellet. So what you need to do, these smoke tubes will really, really help you out.
We're live at Southern Leisure Spas and Patio, the Flower Mound location. But, yeah, just a couple of firsts for Rantanen. First player in Stanley Cup playoff history with multiple three-goal periods in the same postseason. Dude did it in back-to-back games. First player in Stars franchise history going back to the North Stars to produce a natural hat trick in the playoffs. So congrats and welcome. To Rantanen. It must be nice to shake off that, you know, that tag that was going around during that seven-game losing streak in the first two games of the last series.
Did you see the Colorado Avalanche press conference yesterday, like their end-of-season press conference? Joe Sakic is their director of hockey operations.
He's just getting moose questions.
Well, him and the you see him and the general manager, and you could tell just how what a strain this whole thing has been on them.
Like,
you
know, a moose knuckle sandwich.
Yeah, well they felt like exactly. that they felt like they did the right thing in building their team, and they're thinking, hey, we were just a team and now we had to, you know, we had to make a trade. And now they're out up there, and here's every Colorado media member asking them these questions, and they're just like,
yeah,
no great answer. You know,
I mean, how did the Stars ever beat that team? I guess Landeskog was hurt for 3 years, yeah. But how loaded was that freaking Avalanche team?
Gosh,
they must be in
God.
Misery right now to be out in the first round with that kind of a roster.
And think about how
they're
loaded,
better than Winnipeg. Sorry,
think about how loaded the Stars are too, doing all this with what. You know, without their best player.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, maybe Mikko Rantanen is taking that baton, but Miro's been their best player, and we haven't even seen those two guys on the ice together yet.
Yeah.
And I do love after the game last night, Rantanen was talking with one of the reporters about how today was going to be a big Nordic Spa Day for the players. And so I love that we're kind of spawning it up here at Southern Leisure at the same time that they're getting their body right, ready to go dominate for game two.
Yeah, that sounds wonderful. Okay, and it's just one day off in between every game this series.
Yes.
You know, and who knows? Maybe now that they win game one, we can talk about a sweep, maybe a gentleman's sweep. I don't know.
And we don't even have the super late ones. Once they get back to Dallas, it's a 3:30 puck drop on Sunday.
Nice.
And then the Tuesday game is 7 o'clock.
Yeah.
Wow. That is amazing. All right, so new Cowboys wide receiver George Pickens making news today, speaking with the media, had a number of interesting quotes, and he was asked about his rookie contract. He says, I'm kind of where my feet are right now, to be honest. I'm not really thinking about contract talks. I'm just glad to be with the Cowboys right now trying to build a winning culture.
Yeah, because he's got the shark agent that Micah Parsons has. This is not a we're trying to go get a deal done right now. Whatever we can get, we'll take. Like, he wants to go have an explosive year with the best quarterback he's ever played with, next to the best receiver he's ever played with. The opportunities are galore. He knows that this is his chance to get the fattest bag possible next offseason. So he's got no interest in signing a deal right now.
Yeah, either blow up and be good for the Cowboys. I would love it if somebody could have a prediction that if he plays great and the Cowboys' offense is good, that they do end up paying both. Wouldn't that be fun? Like, did they go cheapskate these last couple of years with the idea of maybe we could go more all in? No, is it totally out the window for you guys? Is there any chance, Brian? You're sitting there looking with a look on your face. Do you have inside info that there's no way he's coming back?
No. The only information I can give you is they're out of the running back market. That's the only thing I could say right now. But you're gonna have to, like I said earlier, I think it's gonna have to be with Micah getting done, with Bland getting done. I mean, if anything, do everything in your power to keep the franchise tag alive. So maybe then in the following you could negotiate with him. You
They've
know,
been that, building a war chest and paying off cap.
Maybe,
They're getting ready to pay both of them.
Yeah.
And maybe the same year you draft a new left tackle next year, and you're like, hey, we got a 32-year-old Dak with a couple of years left on it. Then I don't know what's going to happen. Jerry's coming up on his mid-80s. I mean, this is real. Like, do you want to take a good chance at it? This is it right here. Micah's in his prime. As Araku, you have Bland and Diggs and Revelle.
Yeah.
You know, Overshown gets healthy. There's so much to like. Like, please, just go all in. Why would you not be inspired as a competitor by what the Eagles have done? Just dominating financially and saying, hey, we're buying a championship, essentially. If I'm Jerry, I want to do that too.
Yeah. I'm with you. I am totally with you. My fear would be they would do the Pickens thing, and then they would let that constrain them from doing anything else.
Mm-hmm.
If it was Howie Roseman in the Eagles, he pays CeeDee Lamb the way he paid A.J. Brown, pays Pickens the way he's paid Devontae Smith, but also make sure the rest of the roster is dominant as well. And so I don't think the Cowboys, I don't think they would do that. It would ultimately, hey, you have Lamb and Pickens, and that's great, but that would create multiple other giant holes on the roster because of the way they like to do it.
I don't know. Maybe as an older guy who has good health going, you think I'm going to my late 90s. You know, I don't want to be, you know, taking any unnecessary gambles and risks. But I'd sure be like, dude, Steven, I've been letting you be conservative with this cap for how long? It's time to try something different. We want a Super Bowl. We need to win one now that breathes life and belief back into the organization. We need to take this generation on the magic carpet ride that
that binds them to this organization, the way that Rangers fans are and the way that Mavs fans still are from Dirk. You know, how different the MFFL culture would be if Dirk had never won that championship. He might have been traded, might have gone elsewhere, and we'd just be, you know, talking about what never happened.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but the fact that they won that, it's been 14 years, you know. And I think the Cowboys have been living off their five for a long time, but I think it's about to expire, you know. That's the other thing I'm telling Steve. If I'm dad, I'm like, son, we got to lock in another generation, you know. I'm not always going to be able to be Silver Tongue Daddy who goes on the radio and goes on TV and creates engagement for this brand. You know, that's a big part of why we've been able to be so relevant while not winning. And I don't know. I don't think Steven's going to have that knack for it. You know,
no.
I think you're born with that or you're not.
I like the way you sell that, though. This isn't Jerry saying selfishly, I need to get my ring before my time is done. This is for the kids.
Yes.
Think about the families, not only in the Metroplex. We're America's team. Do it for your gosh dang country, Steven.
Son, yeah, the Cleveland Browns were once the premier organization in the NFL. It expired.
Yeah.
Right?
It went away.
They were the best in the 60s. It expired by what? The 90s.
Yeah.
And what? What?
It really. Oops.
We lose it. Okay, we're good. Let me throw this in there before we go. The Mavs front office has reportedly made staffing changes. Nico is fired. Their trainer Dion Calhoun and the athletic performance director Keith Belton, among others. Tim McMahon reporting. So yes, that's. I think that's a good sign. It was exposed rather. Embarrassingly, I think, for the organization, just how bad that their training staff had gotten in one of those postseason pieces. Like, they had people that no other organization would consider hiring. And Nico brought those guys in, alienated Lucas and, you know, chased Casey Smith off, which was, you know, second only to the Luka trade. But you had the best trainer in the entire league. Like,
one of the most respected, for sure.
This guy,
miracle worker.
This guy didn't have all the proper certifications to even be one.
Yeah,
it's crazy.
And now this year you couldn't stay healthy, so I still don't know how Nico has a job. I think it's only because the owner is so inexperienced. All righty, we're live at Southern Leisure Spas and Patio here. It's the G-Bag Nation and the Fan. Your chance to win a Kamado Joe Grill here today. Retail value of $400. Sold out in almost all retailers right now. This is a very difficult grill to get because it's amazing. You know, It's a heck of a cooking machine, and if you come by right now, you can get entered to win, no problem. Okay, it's time to get to the expressway. I believe Brian has a football question that he wants to ask us.
I do.
He's back there.
Absolutely,
in the corner.
I do. I have a question about which position of these teams that's not very good. Do you feel the best about? We'll do that.
You don't just live in your home; you live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Next.
All right, welcome back. It's the G-Bag Nation here on the Fan. We're live at Southern Leisure Spas and Patio. Segments brought to you by the Frankels. If you've been injured in a car or truck wreck, call the Frankels first. 214-817-333-3333. There's never an out-of-pocket cost. They only get paid when you win. Franklin Frankel, the go-to car and truck wreck attorneys in Dallas. How about the Spa Wars Hot Tub and Swim Spa Blowout? You want a spa, you want a hot tub, you want a... you want one of these indoor cold tubs? You want one of these indoor sauna thingies? Boom, they got it here at Southern Leisure Spas and Patio. Now through the 26th, biggest sale of the year, factory rebates, 0% APR financing with no money down. They can put a hot tub in your backyard this weekend. Just swing by one of the three DFW Southern Leisure Spa and Patio locations, and they're going to get you taken care of. Thought I had the website. There it is, shopspawars.com. Okay, Rangers were 0 for with runners in scoring position again today, Brian. Had two guys on the first.
0 for 17 in the last 2 days.
I mean, they had six walks. Barnhart had three singles. Jock Peterson had three walks. Jack Leiter, he's scuffling a little bit.
Over 5 ERA now.
But he escaped. He escaped a lot of trouble. It could have been a lot worse.
Could have been worse.
And he was getting ahead of a lot of hitters. Yeah. Mike was doing a tremendous job explaining it. I mean, he's just absolutely dominating. I don't think anybody is giving you more baseball information and perspective.
He's living and dying every pitch, for sure.
Yeah, agreed, man. It's extremely educational every single game. Yeah.
But we're going to get to the G-Bag of the Day here in a few minutes. Brian, you have this football question?
Yeah, I do. And Eric and I did an episode of Love of the Star podcast. It was up yesterday. So we encourage you to check it out. It's on your Odyssey podcast or wherever you get to those Odysseys. Podcast at, but yeah, it's the question was asked by in the mailbag,
Matt Hollerin,
man, and thanks Matt for it was a really good question. He gave us four positions, Dawson, and he said rank how you feel best to worst about these positions. Am I right about that, Chief? I did that right.
That's right.
The positions he gave us, Dawson, he gave us running back, tight end, linebacker, cornerback.
Which positions do I feel best about right now? Holy cow, Matt Hollerin is a question-asking son of a gun.
Yeah, this dude is pretty dang impressive, and he was the star of the show for the Dean Julia mailbag on this week's Love of the Star.
I guess I would have to say I feel best about linebacker because long-term, Overshown, Leafau, and then short-term, you add a couple of veterans. I kind of like what they got going on at linebacker. Let me go cornerback. Let me go cornerback because, obviously, I mean, now you've had a Revell. If you get Diggs healthy, this could be the best cornerback trio in the NFL.
Okay, but maybe if you're going bigger picture with it, yes. I mean, I think to start the season, like going into the season, I think that's probably sort of the spirit of his question.
Yeah.
Going into this season right now.
Yeah.
Ugh, running back.
At one, most confident?
Yeah.
Okay.
Cornerback, linebacker, no, tight end. I don't know. Running back, tight end, cornerback, linebacker.
Okay. That's different than ours. Now, ours was a little bit different as well.
Right.
Because
I went linebacker first.
Broadus feels most confident about the linebackers.
Okay.
Sanborn, Leafau, Kenneth Murray,
yeah,
and then hopefully Overshown comes back like a super beast.
Right, right. But the one I felt the worst about
was running back,
cornerback.
Yeah,
because I wasn't sure.
Yeah, because going into week one, it's like a rookie corner off an ACL, Deron Bland, and who's your nickel? You don't have one. Like you just have a bunch of guys that you hope. Mukwamu, yes, he's played like 16% of his snaps in that spot throughout his career. So
Carson was bad.
It's a projection, Carson. A projection. There's hope there. Year two, we all liked him when he got drafted, but year one was not overly promising. So now all these things could come to fruition and be good. But as you head in now, the corner, especially with just how difficult it is. I mean, across the league, not many teams have awesome nickel corners. You had one in Jordan Lewis, but you really didn't replace him, at least yet. Halfway through the season, Diggs comes back, Bland goes to nickel, and hopefully Revelle is hitting his stride halfway through his rookie season. But that obviously all remains to be seen.
I mean, tight end's kind of nice. You know, I think with Ferguson should have a good year if he stays healthy. Schoonmaker was coming
flashed,
on.
Yeah.
You have depth.
There you go. I went tight end one that I felt most confident about.
Yeah.
The return of Dak for Ferguson, a year removed from some of those injuries. So, and then Schoonie showed a little something, but so I went tight end one.
I think Miles Sanders still has lots of tread on his tire, had lots of good years in Philadelphia, and I think if you put him in a good offense, he's going to be good. And I believe in the rookie.
He's a guy I have a real chance of being wrong about. Because I was feeling like that
he's Dunsky.
Yeah,
he is 28 years old. He very well could be.
Yeah, I was that, but he could very well prove me.
3 years removed.
Yeah,
2 years removed.
Yeah, he could very well prove me wrong for sure.
Okay, let's go back into the Pimp Cup as we broadcast live from Southern Leisure Spas and Patio, where Lucius Alexander has a first game edition of the G Bag of the Day.
Check, check, party, check, 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 check. Does my mic sound nice? How do I sound, fellas?
Sounds great, yeah.
All right, good. Fantastic. All right, let's get into this right here. This is G-Bag of the Day. We do it every weekday on The Fan about 5:30-ish. My name is Lucius Alexander. You can hit me up if you see anything floating out there at Lucky Lucius P on social media, Lucius Alexander on Facebook, or you could follow us all if you find G-Bag Nation on Twitter. Who was that? Please, please forgive me for those who listen and know the answer, but who was that on the post game? Here on The Fan, the Rangers post game with Mike Bacsik, Jared Sandler, and who?
Dave Raymond.
Oh! I love how he kept hinting at Mike, like, hey, man, keep it together, bro.
Yeah. Nadell was trying to get some cocktails to Baskey on the plane just to chill him out a little bit.
Keep it together, bro. Every time I heard that, I was like, yep, I know all about that.
Right? Because you get to see in a very public way these people have the Mike Bassett co-worker experience.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's awesome.
Playing out on TV.
Mike Bassett co-worker experience. Oh, that sounds like a VH1 show, bro. Yeah. All right, our winner and champ right here is Bully Melrose, Stars Hockey. He's impersonating. Which guy is he impersonating?
Barry Melrose.
Barry Melrose.
Who was ESPN for a long
Canadian
time.
Canadian guy there on ESPN for a long time. Yeah. Failed coach.
Oh,
epic
damn.
Mullet. Epic mullet.
Well, Bully Melrose was pretty optimistic about the Stars.
Count on me, LA King Stanley Cup champion Barry Melrose. I'm telling you, game 7, get Miro out there, boys, all right? Get him back there.
I don't want a game 7.
Well, I know I don't want a game 7 either here, Brian, all right?
I don't want a game 7.
None of us want a game 7, Brian.
I don't want a game 7.
Captain freaking on. Game 7. Captain freaking on. Game 7. Obvious, get home. Get obvious, get home. Get obvious, get home. Get obvious, get home.
Gator.
Yeah. Look at that.
Did Bully Melrose just short circuit?
Look at that.
That's good. We've heard it a lots of times. He's a two-time champ.
Yeah, let me see if I can play the rest. Because I have to make sure it's not an actual real problem for the rest of the clip. You know what I mean? Let me see.
Yeah.
Oh!
Uh-oh. No.
Got a funky little computer right here.
Gators are out for blood today.
Yeah, let me switch my computers for a second here and give y'all.
They're going to go to the backup? Taking a page out of the Moose's book. Yeah. Out for blood.
Yeah. All right, let me try this again here with my man, Bully Melrose.
None of us want a game 7, Brian.
I don't want a game 7.
Captain freaking obvious. Get home. Don't come home and have to go ahead and play a game 7. Oh. Nobody wants that, Brian. Everybody wants to win game 6, Brian. We want to win the series tonight, Brian. But if you have to.
Was that a little Canadian accent?
If you have to, Pete DeBoer.
It's Barry Dan Melrose.
Good old Petey.
It is Barry Melrose.
Petey's undefeated in game 7, Brian.
I know Barry Melrose.
Petey's undefeated, and they're going to get Miro back there. It's going to be incredible. Game 7 at the AAC. The barn's gonna be a rockin'.
I think that's Bully Melrose. That's Bully Melrose, actually.
Let's go.
I can't say anything to that.
But we're not gonna have to worry about it. They're not gonna need Robo. They're not gonna need Miro. This thing's gonna end tonight. Game 6.
Let's go.
Gwendolyn Duchesne, they're gonna get it done. Otter's pitching the shutout. Screw you, Kale McCarr. Screw you, Nathan McKinnon. You boys ain't got bleep on us. Texas hockey, baby. Let's go.
G genius impromptu bit there from Wolchuk makes him a two-time champ. I thought he was getting ready to fight Broadus.
I did too.
Yeah, I did too.
And then it spun into a bit.
Yeah.
Thought he was going to drop the gloves on your ass.
Well, my bad. I'm over here praying that this computer works.
I was clear.
I was like, should I say something?
I don't know. The Gators got Lucius.
I feel like I'm shaking dice. Daddy need new shoes, baby. Come on. All right. Let's go to the NBA playoffs. Golden State Warriors, Jimmy Buckets, and Buddy Hield.
Buddy Hield.
Are becoming like the NBA version of Pinky and the Brain, in a sense. It's a buddy cop film. Listen to these guys during the post game.
Draymond mentioned that you two guys were kind of going back and forth in the huddle even. Do you feed off? I mean, we've seen that. You know, we've seen you guys go back and forth. You're doing it right now.
Ask him why he's going back and forth.
Why were you going back and forth?
Because when I, you know what, I'm not going to say exactly what I'm I say in the locker room. But when I got a mismatch in the post, don't cut. Stay on it. Stay on the perimeter.
If you got a mismatch, you ain't going to score the ball.
I am going to score the ball. I can't score the ball when you cut into my space. You're a shooter. You're not even a cutter.
Bro, you see
the
score.
You saw what happened when you shot a layup in the first quarter? Smokey Robinson. That's exactly what you did. Use the backboard, too.
Use the backboard.
Too. Exactly.
Do you guys feed off of this, though? I mean, is it like when you can do this, does it translate to what happens on the court?
It actually does because I respect Butter so much because he knows whatever I'm saying.
My name is Buddy.
But that's short for buttered.
Buddy is short for buttered.
This is great. It's really good, dude. This is a podcast waiting to happen.
Yeah, those some game goofy dudes right there.
This is the best thing since Boban and Tobias Harris. As far as your
I think you might be
comedy
right about
duos.
That.
I think that was in the bubble.
That was an ill-timed name drop, though, for Smokey Robinson.
Yeah, I got some of that coming up in LA Live, buddy.
Oh, surprise, surprise. Yeah.
Happy Chunuka, everybody. Chunuka. Now, this is not one right here, but Mr. Broadus telling a story yesterday, apparently the day before yesterday. I can't remember.
That's weed.
They all run together these days, especially when you get to a certain age. But my man Broadus was upset about getting the same card in the pack every time he cracked the pack.
Yeah.
You got the packs of cards. Yeah, you rode the bike up to the 7-Eleven, the 25 cents. You got them. You usually got like four or five players. You got like a Mike Cubbage was a guy you always got.
Yeah.
Like, ah, another Mike Cubbage. You know, like, oh, Mike Cubbage again. Oh, you know.
Yeah. Okay.
Oh, no.
We got texts about that. I didn't hear the GD in real time.
Neither did I.
But we were getting texts about it.
Did I GD that thing?
You did.
And then you said you didn't. Hold on, bro.
Oh.
Listen.
Cubbage was a guy you always got.
Yeah.
God. Another Mike Cubbage. You know, I didn't say damn, but I'm like, oh, Mike Cubbage.
I didn't say damn. Trust me, Lucius, you'll be okay.
I wasn't a potty mouth kid. I'm a potty mouth adult. You know.
That's great, man. Man.
I didn't think I did say that, didn't I?
You dropped it.
Yeah, the Mike Cubbage pack was wearing you out, bro.
Yeah, old Cubbage. Dude, bring the demons out of you.
Bro.
Like 40, 50 years ago. Gosh.
Would you like to apologize for that?
Yeah, I am sorry. Lucius, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to do that.
That was hilarious, bro.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
You got to apologize to a higher power than Lucius after something like that.
Yeah.
You got to holler at God.
There. I'm sorry to our Chicago Bear Pope.
Oh, speaking of that, I'm glad you said that right there. Yesterday was a church day. I pray you got your blessing. There's a blessing out here for you. And let me tell you what, don't spend all your time just chasing blessings. Sometimes you might be sitting right in the blessing and not even realize it. Keep your eyes on what's important, people. You don't know how much time you got on this planet. Use it wisely, fam. Use it wisely. Don't crash out. We got a church pastor right here. This has been sitting in my folder for a second. I'm gonna want to get rid of it. This happened right before the NBA playoffs kicked off. We have a pastor shooting his shot from the pulpit.
If I can get an usher, give this lady here in the gray denim my phone number.
Oh. Yeah.
And denim was denim it too.
I got I got two tickets to the Hawks game tonight.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah. Wow.
Get your little cotton candy or something.
Gosh.
Let me stop for that. Be a real clip. Pastor shot his shot from the pulpit. That's mess. Calm down, Internet. That's my wife.
Oh,
Luke 13th chapter.
Eric was concerned, well, bro.
I was like, wow.
Eric was concerned.
He was milking it, too. He didn't even just like yeah. get in, get out of there. He was stretching that thing out.
Yes.
That was crazy.
Nice yeah, the job. Cameraman was wild, though, because he said her in the denim, and the cameraman shot right over there to her cheeks, bro.
Oh.
Yeah, it looked like a Beyonce commercial. It was right there at the cheeks. I was like, cameraman, chill.
Is it our champ, Woolchuck, as the Bully Melrose? Is it Buttered and Butler feeding off each other in the Warriors postgame? Is it Broadus? Is it Pastor shooting his shot from the pulpit to his wife?
Mm.
Well done. I was thinking, man, that congregation must be massive if he can't risk it, you know?
Yeah.
Got to make this connection now. And I don't know who to vote for, to be honest with you.
Jonathan Cox, a great Tolo, just sent me the Mike Cubage.
Mike Cubage.
Or Cubage.
Yeah, a lot of repeats back in the day.
He's got those goofy old Dahmer glasses on. Did he play in the goofy Dahmer glasses?
He did.
Look at Broadus is clenching his fist right now as you say that, too. Yeah,
Eric, sure did. Eric showed me the phone. I almost swiped it out of his hand.
Cubbage, bring the demons out of Broadus, man. I'll tell you what. I'm going with Bully Melrose.
It's tied at one.
Yeah, I'm Bully Melrose, please.
Lucius?
Passer.
By a score of 2-1. And still, your G-Bag of the Day champion, Zach Woolchuck here. Tune in every day, 5:30 for the G-Bag of the Day. And if you miss it, 2:25, we'll replay the champ for you before we get to the top 10. Okay, LA Live's coming up next. Where are you taking that, sir?
Looks like another legend was trying to buy NBC. We'll get into that right after.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50. Code LISTEN50.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way, with stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I'm Emma Greed, and I'm the host of the Aspire podcast, a show where I talk to the world's most brilliant minds about building the life of your dreams. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Odyssey podcast, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
This.
Yes, sir. LA Live in just a second. We're live at Southern Leisure Spas and Patio, the Spa Wars Hot Tub and Swim Spa Blowout, 0% APR, no money down, quick delivery, new hot tub in your backyard this weekend. Plus, grilling season is here. 28-pound bags of pellets for just $12. Buy one, get one free. Meat Church rubs. In the Pimp Cup we go. Here's Lucius in LA Live.
Right, time you fire up this funk and let's have a toe. It'll make you dance to some of everything. Everybody get high.
This is LA Live for Thursday, May 8th, 2025. It is a Thirsty Thursday, ladies' night edition of LA Live. Welcome in, Tolos. Welcome in, first-time listeners. Welcome in, last-time listeners. And welcome in, long-time listeners. This is LA Live, sponsored by Greystone Roofing and Construction. That is greystone-roofing.com. It's been a minute. Yeah. Hold on. I got to switch the vibe, because they coming for my man. They coming for him. Mr. Chinookum himself. Eric said it a little while ago. You guys. Ooh, yeah. That's fine. Little Smokey Robinson coming at you. 105.3 The Fan. Smokey because of his eyes. A little cruising.
Yeah.
So you see that Smokey Robinson got hit with the allegeds?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, pretty detailed.
The allegeds, bro. They need to stop trying to buy NBC. What's going on? Smokey and his wife sued by four former staff members. By the way, Smokey Robinson and Jeff Saturday look like Siberian Huskies on TV. Smokey might look like more a cat. Cat
his eyes, man. They're hypnotizing.
His Sirius channel is pretty good, actually. Soul Town?
Oh, yeah. Soul Town is really good, and it's been around for a while, man. Good luck, Smokey.
Yeah.
Run, girl. They're coming for you.
Yeah.
Yes, over some alleged sexual assault, abuse, wage violations. Allegedly, his wife was talking crazy to these people as well, being racist and stuff. By the way, Smokey was like, you know, Smokey's a legend. He's been around for a very long time, crooning and whatnot. And then he disappeared for a while, and then I don't know if it's a correlation of some sorts, but when Viagra got big on these streets and, you know, ED wasn't a problem anymore, Smokey popped back out.
I'm back, baby.
He popped back out. You can Google a recent Smokey concert, and he is upstairs, I mean, on the stage, air hunching.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, he's up there air hunching, bro, real slow, you know, old man style, but he's up there doing it, man.
85 years old, getting it done.
85 years
old. Put in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in 1987.
Well,
they say those folks in those old folks' homes are getting it done, though.
And he's Hollywood, too, so you know he's probably walking around with, like, the banana hammock joints. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Cheeks out type vibe. Because it's so small. He's trying to get him, you know, that type of thing. I mean the underwear is small.
Yeah.
That's what I'm talking about.
Very revealing.
Uh-huh.
Apparently had consistent sexual advances from 2007 to 2024 of April 2024. How many times can you have a sexual advance with somebody? Just can you shoot at it once?
At most.
I mean, you probably shouldn't shoot at it at all, is what I'm saying. But if it is, can
she'll
you just say,
make it obvious
one time?
Yeah.
Like, and she laughs at the joke. You're like, oh, wait.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, cool. Just making sure.
How many years was that, though? What did you say? It was 2007?
To 2024.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah, Robinson repeatedly. All right,
Smokey.
This is alleged now. Alleged. Repeatedly touched them in inappropriate places. I'm talking about everywhere. Only things I can name on the radio is legs, lips, and face. But just use your imagination.
Yeah.
Run, Smokey. Wow. Run, girl. They coming for you, girl. They are coming for you. Smokey got to link up with Russell Simmons and find his realtor and get out of here and get to Bahrain. Where you don't, what is that? They don't do extradition? Get out of here, girl.
Is that where Russell Simmons went?
You better get out of here, girl. They're coming for you. When you got the people that work in your house, like Arnold Schwarzenegger, didn't he get caught up like that?
is the nanny lady.
Yeah, the housekeeper. He had a whole baby with the housekeeper.
Yeah, yeah.
It was an interesting choice, but
yeah, I mean,
close proximity.
It's that convenience. What they say about Bill Clinton.
Oh, yeah. Come here. It's the old adage, man. And you have steak every day for so long, sometimes you just want a hot dog.
Hold on. And let me play a little bit more of this.
Wait, was Hillary the steak?
Here's a recent song that Smokey Robinson dropped. Listen to this.
And what I see is you and me together forever. I'm knocking on wood.
Whoa. Ooh. Whoa.
Every kind of gasm in the book. Each eye has them. Every time I take a look, you give me gasm.
Wow.
I gasm.
Yeah, like.
You're the one responsible for my gasm.
Run, Smokey! Run, Smokey! They coming for you, girl!
That's pretty incriminating.
Yeah, Arnold Schwarzenegger, he knocked up his housekeeper. He had a son. I want you to Google that son. I think his name is Joseph something. And then Google the dwarf from Willow. Google those two together. I say that respectfully. It's uncanny. Uncanny, yeah. Bro. I say that respectfully.
It's just like his normal sized brother is what this is. That's what this is, dude. It's unbelievable. That's a great movie, by the way. Good pull on Willow.
It's been a long time. Looks just like that man. Doesn't it look just like him?
Yeah. Absolutely he does. The face is copy and paste.
Yeah.
I kind of want to be Arnold's son now, you know? Looks like he gets some pretty good muscles.
Yeah.
Not his illegitimate son, but kid's built. Yeah, he is.
His other son is a great actor, too, by the way. Great actor. Doing pretty good out here. Now, I had a whole lot of clips of New York Knicks fans crashing out because I'm loving the NBA vibes with the Knicks being decent, you know? I mean, they did this last year anyway, but, you know, a good NBA. I like the NBA with the Knicks being good because their fans are a bunch of crash out toxins.
Yeah.
In a sense. Let me see.
I think the Celtics fans pulled a fire alarm last night to try to get them to leave.
They wouldn't leave. They would not leave.
That security lady was hilarious. Did you see that video?
Yeah. Hold on. You talking about this one?
Security!
Mm-hmm. Yes.
No. Yeah, that's her.
No. Get them out.
They're just so toxic, dog. I love them. Yes. They just crash out.
Let's see, how about the best.
Hold on a minute.
We have the most clutch player of the year for a f***ing reason. We have f***ing Jalen Brunson!
Hey, okay, Cunningham! Hey, suck my d***! Suck my d***! Cunningham!
F*** Detroit! F*** Boston, too! Boston,
if you ain't f- with these New York Knicks, come f- this New York.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
They're so toxic, and they're just full of it, man.
Energetic. This is like one of the few times, though, where it at least warrants like what they're doing right now versus this team and these comebacks.
Yeah.
It warrants a berserker
pandemonium.
Mode, you know?
Yeah. Sure. And that's why I like them because they will go all the way up to the top, Knicks fans I'm talking about. And then if Knicks lose, they will crash all the way to the bottom. They will start eating the Youngs in New York.
Yeah.
I love it, bro.
Derek White, you look like Baraka from Mortal Kombat. You Porzingis' mom, lock your room tonight, baby. We're coming for everyone.
Whoa.
This is only the beginning. We have to stay calm, cool, and collected. I yell, f*** my job, f*** my boss. New York City, New York Knicks, f*** everybody. Captain Clutch, Captain Crunch, Jalen Brunson. Knicks in four, baby.
Knicks in four.
Yeah. They're putting up their fours a lot last night. Yeah. It's amazing. I wonder what's wrong with Boston. You know, are they broken? Are they not the same? Did the Mavs just get unlucky that the 1 year Boston played great was the year you met them in the finals?
That could happen. I mean, Jason Tatum has not proven to be that guy. And last year, their three ball, and even this year, it's been incredible. These last few games, it has just been non-existent. It's like the T-Wolves. When you rely so much on the threes and...
Live by, die by.
Yeah, absolutely. They are getting absolutely killed by it right now. And it's crazy because they've been up so big in these games.
Yeah.
And then the fourth quarter, it's just a complete collapse.
Boston's been bad in the clutch. That's the problem. Those last, you know,
Brunson's
four,
Mr.
Five,
clutch.
Yeah.
Sure is. Yeah. Speaking of Boston and the Knicks, I have a very best friend of mine who's a Boston fan. He doesn't even know I exist. His name is Bill Burr.
Yeah.
And he does not like confident Knicks fans, which I love. I love, Bill. But I get it. You're a Boston guy. You should feel this way.
Knicks fans whining again this year after all this. Every year, the level of that they talk. Hey, musicians, stop writing songs about New York. All right? These people's egos are way out of control. Just like that's one of the most fascinating things in sports. Overly confident Knicks fans. Talking Knicks fans. They haven't won in 52 years. I was out after Glengarry the other night, right? Signing the bulletins, whatever the f*** you call them. And some Knicks fan said something about the Celtics. And I literally just stopped and go, what did you just say? You talking about the Celtics? We're the defending NBA champions. We have 18 world championships. You got two. You haven't won in 52 years. Shut the f*** up.
Yeah, I love it. I love it. Shout That's out to the good. Knicks, man. Yeah, yeah. Shout out to them. Oh, yeah, and again, LA Live is sponsored by Greystone Roofing and Construction. That is greystone-roofing.com. My name is Lucius Alexander. I'll be here tomorrow. Lord willing, and the creek don't rise. That's my time. I will holler. Peace.
There he goes. LA Live every night, usually 5:40 here in the G-Bag Nation. It's been a little different schedule because Rangers baseball earlier today, they got shut out by the Red Sox. Okay, just when it looked like their offense had turned the corner. I don't know. I don't know what to say about the Rangers right now. I do know we have a proper round tripper coming up. We're going to hear some George Pickens audio and why he's excited to play with Dak and CeeDee and more. And then Chief will take you on a sports hodgepodge coming up, the 6 o'clock hour live from Southern Leisure Spas and Patio. Grilling season is here. Come get your pellets. Come get your meat church rubs. Buy one, get one free. And check out the Spa Wars Hot Tub and Swim Spa Blowout now through the 26th. Biggest sale of the year, factory rebates, 0% APR, nothing down. ShopSpaWars.com if you want to check it out online, but get to a Southern Leisure Spas and Patio location soon. And we're back with the final hour of the nation here on The Fan.